You had them. So.
Yeah.
And they knocked the slot machines out. When you got to buy something for 50 cents and pay people to sell it and get a dollar for it, you can't make any money. You'd have to get it for nothing and sell it for 50 cents. Then you could make money if you just getting it for nothing and sell it. And we opened the restaurant, we used to catch all the crab ourselves, and you know, then that's one reason we made money, because we caught the fish and caught the crab and stuff, and boiled them and sold them in the restaurant. When you gotta buy something and pay people to sell it with all the taxes and the insurance and unemployment compensation and social security that you gotta pay, when you got nothing, you're gonna lose money if you don't watch out. And if you sell a whole lot of stuff, you gotta hire more people. So you're right back where you started.
Well, now you went through what grade? How far?
Eighth grade. I went through the eighth grade.
Yeah.
I went in high school.
Yeah.
Through high school in Slidell, was eighth grade was high school. I went 1 year in high school and I failed. That's when I quit.
Hey, you probably make too much money anyway shrimping. I mean,
I made success. I'm not sorry I quit school.
Yeah.
But there's too many smart men now, not enough. There's too many chiefs now, no Indians. That's the trouble. All chiefs, no Indians. That's bad. That's what this thing's going to end up to be. All chiefs, no Indians. Somebody's got to do the work. And nobody wants to work anymore. So anybody got anything? Right now, you could make money if you get somebody to work and help you, but you either got to do it yourself or you don't get it done.
Yeah.
That's the way this thing's turned out to be. And then Louisiana gives away so much, that giveaway program, that if you want to cut your grass, you want 30 hours or 2 hours of grass cutting. If you don't, you go sit down and take care of him, so he just goes and sits down. So that's the way this thing's gotten come out of hand. It's just one of those things. They'd make those people work and come out and show up on a job. Even if they didn't do this stuff, then hold a shovel, be sure and be there.
Yeah.
It'd be a different story. You know?
Yeah. Now, did you know your grandpappy?
Well, my grandfather was French. He was from France, in the Bordeaux, France. And my grandmother was, she was from France too. They're both French.
Yeah.
And that's what made me fail. I took up French in school in eighth grade, and I couldn't say good morning. I never realized yet that French is backwards, you know?
Yeah.
You say the word first and then the other one. Train, that's mostly freight. That's all they got on the railroad now, mostly freight.
Yeah. This was a railroad town, wasn't it?
Slidell was a freight. You know, it's one of the largest little towns, you know, on the railroad. And the first little stop, fast side stop out of New Orleans.
Yeah.
No, this Slidell never was a real fast town, but it's so close to New Orleans what made it fight. They used to have when they run those trains like that, they had to rewater, get coal. They used to have coal chutes. They had the old steam engine. They had to fill up with coal. They had to fill a water tank. Slidell. Then they went further up the road, somewhere around Hattiesburg or somewhere. Every 200 or 300 miles, they had to have a place to stop and pick that thing. It wasn't like this. It's decent, kind of decent now to go to New York back, but you couldn't do that then.
Yeah.
It's both the same thing. They used to carry wood in there. It was all steam at that time.
Yeah. When you were younger, now, your mother, was she from Slidell?
That's right. She was born and raised in Slidell, too.
Did she work?
No.